This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Department of Homeland Security yesterday raised the national terror alert to orange, the second highest level on the five-point scale. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge said terrorists may be plotting attacks larger than those of September 11, 2001. The warning comes as millions of Americans prepare for holiday travel, NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
This is the first time in 6 months that the Department of Homeland Security has raised the threat level, and this may be a more serious orange alert than that of last spring. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge said that there's been a substantial increase in threat-related intelligence reports.
The information we have indicates that extremists abroad are anticipating near-term attacks that they believe will either rival or exceed the attacks that occurred in New York and the Pentagon and the fields of Pennsylvania.
Though he didn't outline a specific plot, Ridge said that al-Qaeda may still use airplanes as weapons. A senior Homeland Security official said his department is particularly worried about flights originating overseas. The official said the Department of Homeland Security has been tracking an increase in chatter about holiday season threats against the U.S. for several weeks now. But, quote, in the past 48 hours, we've been able to verify the credibility of some of the sources. Randy Larson is CEO of the private group Homeland Security Associates. He takes this threat very seriously.
I think there is more intelligence indications of a near-term attack, and I think when we use that term, he's probably talking 24 to 72 hours. I think that for them to go to orange alert for the entire nation during the holidays, they have some very credible information.
But Larson believes recent security measures make it unlikely that terrorists would try to hijack commercial airplanes again.
Their chances of getting caught are very, very high. And al-Qaeda typically does not like hard targets. They prefer the softer, easier targets. So I would be very surprised if they attack commercial airliners.
The orange alert triggers a number of safeguards at federal, state, and local levels. Airports will scrutinize passengers more closely, and the Coast Guard will add patrols, and border crossings will increase their security. George Forsman is the Deputy Assistant for Preparedness in Virginia. He says the ambiguity of this threat makes preparation more difficult.
If any of us had crystal balls and could look into the future and know, one, whether we were going to in fact have an attack, two, what the scope and magnitude of the attack would be, it would be much easier for us to prevent it, but we don't. So the general scenario that I think prudently that we always follow is you assume a worst reasonable case scenario and you plan accordingly.
Forsman and other state and local leaders spoke with Secretary Ridge in a conference call yesterday afternoon. Some cities were warned of possible attacks as early as the middle of last week. In cities across the country, officials held press conferences describing the steps they're taking to increase security. New York has been at orange alert since the September 11th attacks. Mayor Michael Bloomberg said that his city is increasing security even more, but holiday events will take place as scheduled.
We can go about our business as individuals, day in and day out, knowing that we have the world's greatest police department that is doing everything that we can ask them to do, and we think everything that is necessary to keep this a safe place.
The increased alert comes after a week of warning signs. On Friday, the Arab TV network Al Jazeera aired a tape believed to be of al-Qaeda's second-in-command. The voice on that tape said, "We are still chasing the Americans and their allies everywhere, even in their homeland." Secretary Ridge said despite the warnings, Americans should not cancel their holiday plans. He urged people to remain vigilant and said families should put together emergency preparedness kits if they've not done so already. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.